And we are, as a people, inherently and historically
wake up.
Opposed to secret societies, the secret oaths, and the secret proceedings.
The show that asks questions about why we don't ask questions.
What the hell is going on?
This is Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park. Welcome to Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park. These are the Conspiracy Queries, and I am the Alan Park. And welcome to the show. We have a fascinating show today. Maybe you're not feeling too well. This show might help you out, and it might surprise you how much it does help you out. I've got a guest on today. His name is Robert Shackleton, and Robert is going to tell you how easy it can be to adjust yourself physically, literally, out of illness and into health. I know, it sounds crazy. This is all with science. So don't get too alarmed. It's going to be a fascinating show. Robert has been a healthcare professional for many, many years and now does this almost exclusively in order to restore people's health. So I know everybody could feel a little bit better than they feel now, so you'll stick around. Before we get to Robert, though, you might have been reading in the newspaper or the internet or, some other website that the leader of Canada is working on another phase of the plan to have American police boots on the ground, for American police to actually have jurisdiction inside of Canada. This, our leader says he's doing with a straight face and still manages to maintain the sovereignty of Canada. So he's a special kind of man. And now I would like to read something from What's Up I See. That's whatsupic.com. And it was published earlier in November. And it says, Canada's quiet coup, how a CIA offshoot helped install Stephen Harper as Canada's prime minister. I'll buzz through this quickly. The biggest threat to Canada's national security is internal. It is the offshoot of an extraordinarily successful, because it remains largely undetected, coup that imposed itself on the country with the federal election of the Conservative Party of Canada in 2006 and solidified its impacts with the election of a Conservative majority in 2011. Author, poet, academic, and former Canadian diplomat Professor Peter Dale Scott recently disclosed a WikiLeaks cable indicating that the International Republican Institute, the IRI, which is an offshoot of the CIA and a subsidiary of the National Endowment for Democracy, helped install Stephen Harper as Canada's prime minister. Point 12 of the cable explains that in addition to the campaign schools, IRI will be bringing in consultants who specialize in party renovation to discuss case studies of political parties in Germany, Spain, and Canada, which successfully carried out the process. This weasel, this guy is already like a boil on your butt that you need to lance. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do that. I just know that we need to do that. So, any and all suggestions are welcome. Please get back to me on the website. How do we get rid of this festering fool who claims to be the leader of the country? Well, it's time to go. And it's time to speak with our guest. Maybe he'll join the contest too. Let's speak with Robert Shackleton. Robert, how are you?
Exceptional.
You should be exceptional because you're kind of you're all about making sure people are in the best physical, emotional condition they could be, their best being they can be, health wise. Have I gotten close to it?
No.
Oh, good. Let's start again.
That's a good assumption because I studied to be a chiropractor and naturopath, and that was what my aim was. And I thought that that was possible.
Okay, so I just need to make this phone call 15, 20 years ago then? Or when were you studying that stuff?
The phone call is fine now because this is actually the time to talk to me because I've abandoned those ideas of trying to get people into the best physical condition because that's not possible to do. unless you realize that the body is already designed to do that. That's like me saying, I've got this vehicle out here, and these guys didn't design it very well, and I'm going to have to kind of redesign it so that the automobile functions better. It's a Lincoln, and it actually is one of the best functioning cars I know of made in North America. But I'm not doing anything other than finding good fuel for it and good tires and making sure the wheels are in alignment and so on. And without those things, it doesn't matter how well the car functions if you don't have the rubber where the rubber meets the road, if you don't have good traction and rolling, efficient rolling of the car along the road, you're going to have problems.
So you say if you're not living properly, basically, you could be experiencing all kinds of different illnesses or one or two serious ones or some combination because there's something about oneself that isn't quite in alignment with the rest of what? The spiritual makeup of the person itself or the universe, or where are we going with this?
No, this is a structural problem. Now, let me just back up and tell you what I did as a chiropractor. I didn't do much. Most people know that chiropractors adjust the joints, especially the spinal joints. They do manipulation, allegedly to correct the positioning so that the body will function better. And if joints and so on and bones are out of position, that's going to impair the function. I don't disagree with that, but I don't think that chiropractors can actually correct them by pushing them back into place.
Okay. How do
you
do it?
If it's out of place, if any bone that's positioned where it is, it has muscles pulling in several directions, and the balance of those muscles keeps the joint where it is, keeps the bone where it is related to other bones. And when you want to move, the muscles move. One muscle pulls, the other lets go, and so you can go from side to side and with ease. But you come back to neutral where the muscles are balanced again. So for a bone to be out of place, you must have a weak muscle and opposing it a tight muscle, which is now allowing the bone, or not allowing, but actually pulling the bone out of position. That will have effects in other ways, just like wheels out of alignment will not only wear your tires, but it'll wear your tie rod ends, and it's going to take more gas to push you down the road.
And you're able to ascertain whether someone is out of true in this way?
No. Yes and no. So let me back up again.
Okay.
So when I practiced chiropractic, I did not do those adjustments. I worked with muscles, and I did muscle testing to find out where muscles were weak and how to reactivate them to bring balance and harmony back into the body function related to the structure. Okay,
following me
so far?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I'm not exactly sure how you might do that, but you can tell us about
that.
Oh, no,
that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
And by the way, even when I did it, it wasn't permanent. It was a treatment. It was like turning a circuit breaker back on, but not knowing that it was still overloaded, the circuit blows out again.
All right.
It'll keep blowing out every time you turn it back on, however it might stay on for an hour or a day.
Is that the same kind of thing?
It's gonna blow out.
Is that similar to the there seems to be a general principle where if someone does become ill and then they recover, then later on they haven't changed their ways about them and they kind of wind up getting the exact same thing again later?
Yes. See, there's an assumption here that when you have symptoms, like feeling nauseous, headachy, raspy throat, snotty nose, diarrhea, things like that, there's an assumption that that's the sickness. But there's been a school of thought for a very long time, albeit not accepted everywhere, for sure, that those symptoms is actually the body clearing up the problem. You were sick before you got sick.
Well, that's like a fever, right? Where you're actually cooking away the bad stuff, and you should kind of leave it where it is until it finishes its job.
That's right. When the body elevates the temperature, that increases the metabolism, which means the body is working faster to catch up where it got behind.
And how did you come across this information?
Okay. What I found from testing a lot of muscles over a 13-year period, I found that virtually everyone had several muscles weak, exactly the same on everybody. In other words, everybody has weak abs. Did you know that?
Oh, sure. That's why they sell those things in the back of every magazine and internet ad. And yeah, sure. So everybody has weak abs.
I'm talking not just about that they're a bit flabby. I'm saying they're weak.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's weak no matter whether it looks flabby or whether you've got a six-pack. If there's a reason for the weakness, and there is...
Okay, so let me get you straight here, because this sound, you're veering way off course from where I could even conceive of at this point. You're saying that the strength that we have in our abs is nowhere near good enough, even in someone who has spent a lot of time developing them.
That's right.
Okay. So, with those weak abs that we all seem to have, then what?
Well, also along with that, you have weak glutes. That's the bum muscles. The buns of steel that aren't.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, those two muscles being weak, that allows your pelvis to tilt forward.
Okay.
And then the muscles that oppose those, your back muscles, and there's a muscle through the pelvis, because there's no opposition or there's a weakened opposition, those muscles tighten up, further aggravating the tilted pelvis, which is why you see all the little toddlers toddling around with their belly sticking out, their bum sticking out.
And so it kind of self-perpetuates the problem. The more it tilts, the more it wants to, and so on.
Right. That's right. Now, we haven't got to the problem yet. I'm just telling you about the symptom.
Oh, that's okay. We've got time.
Yeah. No, but I'm just clarifying there.
Sure.
So for a number of years, a very short few years, I wondered, what are we going to do about this imbalance? Because it's important. If your wheels are out of alignment and you can't get them fixed, you are going to wear tires and tie rod ends and so on.
Sure.
So you'd really want to get to the root of the problem. Well, that's easy because there are people who align wheels for you. But I didn't know what the cause was, and I talked to many other practitioners. Everybody seemed to be aware that there is an imbalance, but they just disregarded it as a problem, like just, oh, don't worry about that sort of thing. As long as the patient keeps coming back and getting treatments, and they're not in pain, good enough.
Sure. Yeah, that'll do. Thanks.
So what I've, you know, eventually I became frustrated with this. I found that there was some connection with the feet, and if I actually did foot adjustments, I would get a change in those muscles, but it didn't last.
Okay.
So eventually I left practice. You know, because I asked myself a question one day, would I pay retail for the treatments I was selling? And the answer was no, and so within 60 days, I got out of practice. I couldn't tell other people they should buy what I wouldn't buy.
And this is with the muscle testing?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
I wasn't out of practice long before I ran across a product, a shoe insert that could be molded, heated and molded very accurately to the foot, as opposed to orthotics, which are made all across the country, but are very, very poorly fitted to the feet. They're not actually...
It's too generalized. Isn't that the way it is with the orthotics? They're just too generalized. It's not specific enough to the case,
yes,
to the wearer.
They don't have a real purpose
in
making the orthotics to get a change in function.
Okay.
So once I found the product and saw it, demonstrated, and saw these muscles change, the function change immediately, I was enrolled. I said, look, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
So I bought the equipment, started fitting inserts and shoes, and started to see this pattern clear up on virtually everybody. When I made their shoe fit, they walked totally differently, more efficiently, more erect. And their abdominal muscles tightened up, their glutes tightened up, and the tight back muscles let go.
This makes me think of native tribes in lands who have been fortunate enough to have been uncontacted by our rampage of capitalism. But, you know, there's a lot of what people call primitive tribes people that never wear any kind of shoes, and they jump very high, and they're in really good shape, and I don't think they have these kinds of health issues themselves. So that might back up what you're saying.
They actually do. I can't speak, you know, authoritatively because I haven't, been lived in Africa and assessed a great number of people, but I haven't found anyone yet in any culture who doesn't have this set of imbalanced muscles. By the way, there are several more.
Several more imbalances?
This is where I started.
Several more imbalances?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so what do you call this one that we've been discussing, this this hip forward belly thing, this buttocks, bad abs, bad buttocks situation? I'm going to think of some products to sell to remedy this. I can see why the market is so huge. You're basically trying to get people to improve their abs and their buttocks, and even when they do, it's not going to matter, so it's like a perpetual money
treatment.
But that's
not why they're selling orthotics.
No, exactly.
Okay. They don't know that a custom insert in the shoe, if it's molded properly and the shoe fits, now the shoe won't be distorting your base. So you will have ankles, knees, and hips in alignment, which means they will function with ease.
Okay, so you were happy you discovered this hot spot of trouble, and you figured it out. And then you say there became several other places where we don't align up with ourselves properly. What other kinds of places are there?
Well, first of all, let me just point out that the first little pair of shoes that Mom put on us caused the distortion immediately.
Well, toddlers. I've had this word with her before, but she refuses to apologize for this. I understand.
Now, the second one is she set you in a high chair with a flat back.
Yeah.
And so we all slouched the chair or the high chair or any chair you sit in or the car seat or the airplane seat. They all slouch you. Sometimes it just flattens the spine at the low back because it's designed, it has a curve in it. And as soon as you flatten it, now you're bulging the disc toward the spinal cord.
If you flatten it.
Just by flattening it. But then you further slouched and rounded the back, which bulged the discs even more.
Okay, so basically everything that we have ever designed for ourselves to take a rest and sit down in is dangerous to our health. That's what you're telling me.
I guess I'm telling you that, yes.
Chairs should be a Schedule I substance under the Controlled Substance Act.
No. I remedy both these problems very quickly, within an hour. I make the set of inserts, put it in your shoes. Immediately you will stand better, and when I test you, you will have abdominal strength, no kidding. That will amaze you.
Just from putting on these inserts?
Yes.
Abdominal strength. Huh.
You will have your normal strength. This isn't strengthening you. This is removing an impairment.
Sure. So, but I would imagine that to most that would feel like an improvement.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Half of the back problems would just clear up right away.
Okay. So I want to talk about some of these other pressure points, but we are going to have to wait for that because we have to go away and do some things. I never know what that means. Anyway, you're listening to Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park on Sirius XM, Channel 167. We'll be right back. We're back. I'm speaking with Robert Shackleton, and he is a human structural and functional engineer. How's that for a title? A human structural and functional engineer. So do not bring him your pets. This is all about you, the human being listening to the show. So, Robert, tell us about some of these other, we've got this danger point, this problematic area of the pelvis tilting the wrong way and grinding the same way tie rods and ball joints on cars when they're out of true, damaging us.
Yes.
So if left, I want to get to some of these other problem areas, but it just occurs to me, if left unchecked, what kinds of illnesses and problems are people experiencing because they're going through this? In other words, obviously some kind of back problems, but do you have any kind of comprehensive list on where these kinds of issues can put you in the bad place of needing care from, like serious care?
Sure. Because of the distortion of the foot, caused by the shoe, you're going to have weak ankles. So you're prone to ankle sprain and strain. And then, because of the distortion there and your knee distortion, you're open to knee problems, injuries, and then hip problems, back problems, sciatica, plantar fasciitis meaning heel pain, on and on and on, all the way up through the structure.
And then you're
any
into all
and
kinds
strain
of
injuries. You're set up,
and you're into all kinds of other soothe and as you say, like a remedy treatment based things like heat packs and different sort of massages and different muscle relaxants and pains.
Those are all treatment,
yeah,
which never make the difference. So the structure is critical, the same as it is on an automobile. So if you if you have wheels out of alignment, a number of problems can arise out of that.
Sure.
Tie rod ends and things wear, ball joints, and then you're going to use more gas to push yourself down the road. Exactly the same in the body. You're going to need more energy to get through a day if your joints are not in an easy flow. If you don't have ease of function, then what you have is dis-ease.
Or dysfunction.
Yes. The word, yes, that's what people need to understand, that dis-ease is dysfunction.
Yeah, it's a
Now we want to locate
comfort.
Where is the dysfunction and what is causing the dysfunction, because more often than not, it's not the body failing, it's the body being strained beyond its capacity, beyond its design function.
And we do that slowly, right? Because we don't realize that we're pushing it too far.
No.
Because you used to be able to
do
that
immediately.
Stuff.
We put little shoes on toddlers and immediately impair their function.
Oh, that sure. The parents do that to the kids, but I mean, as ourselves later on, we continue to do these things. We're just, you know.
Yeah, but who knew? What can you buy in the store? You can't buy a shoe to fit your arch. You buy a shoe to fit the basic shape of your foot, but leaving out the any concern for the shape of the arch inside the shoe. Hmm. So the shoe tends to push your foot down flat. So the shoe then becomes a perpetuation of the problem.
Right. Okay, so there are other spots on the body where this occurs, and we can surmise that this goes on and worsens. As someone that tries to help people that have this situation, which apparently is everybody probably is not well-developed enough in their abs and their glutes, as you say. So these shoes, these inserts that you put in there are going to literally set us on the right footing.
Yeah. As long as the wheels are out of alignment, you're going to wear tires, tie rod ends, and use more gas. The instant that you align the wheels, you're going to get better mileage on everything, your tires, your tie rod ends, and your gas mileage. So it's the same in the body. If you stop impairing the body, if you stop, if people keep getting in your way, you're going to have trouble getting down the street. You're going to have trouble getting your work done if your children interrupt you and you allow those interruptions to take you away. You can't be efficient if there's impairment to your intended function.
Okay. Well, this sounds like it makes a lot of sense, but it also sounds like something that I've not really heard, and it doesn't seem very mainstream. And so
only mainstream, it's not even on the edge. It's on the fringe.
Yeah. So
it's unknown.
It's unknown, but it sounds so logical when you when you just tee it up as a matter of basic physics and your body that you have to carry around all the time with gravity weighing down on it. So why do you think it is, or how do you think is, what is the mechanism that seems to prevent this seemingly very obvious adjustment to be made? I mean, why are people not even talking about this? This is quite fascinating because a lot of people are out of alignment physically.
Well, you have to go back to people's education, their programming, their understanding of so-called healthcare. They accept that healthcare is actually disease treatment, but it's called healthcare. So you think health, but what you're actually getting is disease care. And if you care for disease, you'll always have it.
Yeah.
Your treatment is to the so-called disease. By the way, the name of the condition doesn't tell you what the condition is. Like, do you have any idea how to treat diabetes, or how to correct diabetes?
No.
Neither does the doctor. He has treatments for it, and you're going to be a diabetic forever. There is no correction for the cancer disease. There's treatment, and it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
And you can talk about arthritic treatment, and you can talk about treatment for strains and sprains and physiotherapy, and it goes on and on and on. But if you get to the source of the problem and reset the circuitry, I see bodies respond immediately to things like strains and sprains and pains in areas where there's distortion. Like if I put a cushion behind your back that accommodates the curve of your spine, you know what? You're gonna ride in your car home tonight better, feeling, wow, that feels good. And you get out of the car and you think, oh, you drove to Montreal, get out of your car. You say, wow, I don't even feel like I've been driving like I used to. Because the strain of sitting with your back flattened or even worse, curved in the opposite direction to what it's designed, is putting a strain on it for all those hours.
Yeah, it's incredible to think so much hardware and things that we use are designed to reflect
improperly.
This structural flaw, this impairment of wearing, wow. So are you alone in the manufacture of these things that fix this problem, Robert?
No, I don't manufacture the product. I found a product.
Oh, okay.
That was designed specifically to accommodate the arch, but the people who made it didn't understand how good their product was, and they were going along with the same philosophy as everybody else. They felt like they needed to support the arch, or they needed to, an orthotic was to correct the foot, and I don't do either one of those things.
Okay, so I'm still having a little bit of trouble trying to imagine, if you don't support it, I mean, exactly what are you doing? Just exactly.
Yeah, just give me a second.
Sure.
We're getting right to that.
Okay.
I don't support, and I don't correct the foot. I make an insert that's molded to your foot in the proper position that you should be walking. And when I put that in your shoe, it's going to feel like, wow, this shoe was made for me.
Okay.
And now the shoe, instead of pushing your arch down, will be accommodating your arch where it should be. And you're going to step off with your weight distributed on all five toes instead of your foot falling in and you stepping off your big toe.
Okay. Well.
And so now with your foot aligned, actually everything works in harmony, and you're going to use less energy to actually walk down the street with every step.
And how
it's
long?
A design function to the body, the same as a design function to automobiles.
Sure.
How come you can take your car into the mechanic and he tells you what's wrong with it? You say, okay, go ahead. And it's going to be $300 and you're going to have this done. When you get it back, it works. And if it doesn't, you aren't paying.
Right.
Well, why would we hold mechanics to a higher standard than we hold the highest paid people in any industry?
Well, that's healthcare. A good point. Yeah. So how long have you known about this and been proceeding this way?
25 years.
Really?
Some of it, about half of it. The first part in fixing the shoe, see, I don't say fix the foot, I say fixing the shoe, 25 years, 26 years. But then actually two people who had no medical training showed me how the discs were being in the lower lumbar spine were being compromised by sitting in chairs that don't accommodate your arch, your spine.
Okay, so you said that the people were not trained.
No, they didn't have any medical training.
Okay, but they were still able to figure that.
Well, sure, because it's physics. It's mechanics.
Right.
You know, everybody that goes into working on the body should have to work with a mechanic for, you know, a period of time to understand forces and design function, efficiency. And then you'll understand if your body's put under, not stress, strain. Listen, getting up out of a chair is a stress. But if you've got muscles that are compromised, it's a strain, and you have to use your arms to help you get out of the chair. And if you're using your arms to help you stand up, you've got strain on your knees and hips.
Wow. You know, I'm always fascinated by apes because they are always just in such great shape, you know, and I just think they use their upper body far more than we do. They're, you know, they're swinging around on things and the precision and the strength, like, God, the amount of strength and power in an ape that would be the same size and height and weight of as yourself would just be, you know, a formidable opponent. And I just feel like we don't develop our potential as these physical beings. You know, what you're saying certainly backs that up. But you know what I mean? You ever see apes at the zoo or, at a movie or something? It's just unbelievable how ripped they are, you know, just how functionally strong they are. And they don't wear shoes that don't fit them properly.
Yeah, they don't have anything literally structurally impairing them.
Yeah.
But as soon as you structurally impair something, now you have functionally impaired it.
So are you familiar with the Alexander technique?
Yeah.
And what's your position on what that is?
Well, if you've got postural deviation or postural impairment, like your shoulders are hunched forward and your neck is sticking out and so on, muscles are causing that. In a person who has good posture, their muscles are in better balance, but I'll still show you that they have some impairments too. And a lot of people are trying to know that they have a tendency to roll their shoulders forward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they pull them back. And if you're in the military, there's a military posture, which is literally an overcorrection. It's beyond straight. It's further.
Is that right?
That's why it's called military, because they're consciously trying to do that. If you try to hold your shoulders up when they should be automatically in balance,
sure, there's
that's
always
going to take a lot more energy, and no wonder you in the sun on the parade square, you'll faint.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's another way that the military being trained in there sort of tamps down against the normal sort of human functions, but that's just another corollary. All right, so we should probably, you know what we should do is we should take a quick scoot away here, and we're going to continue speaking with Robert Shackleton about this fantastic device, this thing that you can, I guess it's two things, one in each shoe, and it's not an orthotic. Anyhow, we will be back with Robert Shackleton. You're listening to Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park on Sirius XM, channel 167. Okay, Robert has been telling us about how we are standing incorrectly and how that is manifesting into all kinds of different age-intensifying problems. Arthritis, and all kinds of different ridiculous things that we don't need to put ourselves through and certainly don't need to swallow up a host of pharmaceutical drugs to eliminate the pains that come from those unnecessary conditions. Robert, you were talking earlier about 20 or so other dysfunctional areas that you are familiar with and you think would be valuable.
I can find 20 signs on the body.
Okay.
Now, if you have symptoms, if your leg aches, if you have headaches, if you have neck and shoulder stiffness, or if you can't lift your arm up and do certain things that you should be able to, or that you can with the other arm, which everybody else can do, then you say, you've got a problem. It's symptomatic. But I can take somebody that says they have no symptoms and thinks they're in tip-top condition, and I will find 20 indicators, and some of those will be muscle weaknesses, and others will be tender spots on areas of the body where it shouldn't hurt. In fact, it shouldn't hurt anywhere. If I press on any area of your body, it shouldn't hurt. I can press on the eyeball right now, and my eyeball doesn't hurt when I press on it. But if I go to I've got these things corrected, but I go to anybody's elbow, there's a spot on the elbow, right, you know, where the muscle tendon attaches, and if you push on that hard enough, people will go to the floor. Like, don't push there.
I'm
on the inside of the
spot.
Knee, just above the knee, in the inner aspect of the knee. If you've ever had somebody grab you there, they hit the right spot, and it's like, whoa, you know.
That's where the hammer goes at the doctor's office. You mean that spot?
No, that's on the tibial. That's on the tibia bone, but that's directly in front.
Okay.
I'm talking about if we take our hand and I put my thumb on there and squeeze. You've never had anybody do that to you?
No. How much does it cost?
I'll show you that next when we get together.
Oh, okay. All right.
But there are 20 areas at least, 10, I'm saying 10 tender spots at least on the body, on each side, that are there, and if your muscles are in balance and the flow is restored to function, those spots will not be there.
Huh. And what kind of spots are they, like trouble spots? So you might feel an ache or a pain in a certain trouble spot like that, and then later on you realize it was this out-of-alignment issue.
Generally, the spots where I'm showing you the signs don't tend to become the symptom area. The symptom is found mostly in the tight muscle, but it's the weak muscle that's setting you up.
Hmm.
So I don't go looking. Where the symptom is hardly ever where I go to correct to get people relief and restored function. I have to restore or at least remove the impairment to the weak muscle, and then the symptom will just disappear.
Huh. Well, that's incredible.
It's really there just to get your attention so you know you got a problem. It's like a smoke alarm. You don't get upset by the smoke alarm making noise. If there's smoke, get people into a safe place,
sure,
away from the smoke, and then find out where the fire is.
Hmm. That's incredible. So, okay, well, what do you call these things?
Well, I call them signs.
No.
Signs of impairment.
No, not signs of impairment. I mean, the item that goes in your shoe that you designed. I guess it's foam rubber?
Shoe insert.
Shoe insert, okay.
Yeah, and I often use the same name. They call them orthotics. An orthotic is something that goes in the shoe. The only thing is, medically speaking, an orthotic is something to control an area of dysfunction, to improve the function. But it's not going to help you get your function back. It's just going to compensate for the lack of function. In the shoe, I'm putting it there to make the shoe, adapt the shoe to your arch so that when your arch is accommodated, you will have your foot in proper alignment. Just like you need wheel alignment on the car, you need foot alignment.
Okay, so just as you were saying earlier, these horrible, terrible mothers that are doing this at the beginning of our lives, they're putting our feet in these little, what are they doing?
Mothers don't know. I mean, they depend on the doctor to tell them, and he doesn't know because they don't teach any of this in the schools.
Well, that's why I'm having you on the show, because there, you know, I have mothers listening to the show, and I have everybody that's ever that I've ever spoken to has made this mistake and put the wrong shoe on a kid. What would you suggest? What would you do if you had a child now, knowing what you know, and you had a young baby? How would you deal with you're constantly reshaping these mini orthotics to keep on stuffing into his booty, or how would it work?
No, I don't worry about it in children, because I don't have the experience with them, first of all, to say, listen, we could start as soon as they're toddlers. The foot is still developing, and one of the things you want to make sure is that people, you don't rush children through this developmental stages. Allow them to crawl. In fact, encourage them to crawl until they stand up by themselves.
Right.
Now, I'm 72, and when I was a kid, we had playpens. So we were put in the playpen, and you wanted out of the playpen, so you climbed up, you know, the slats in the playpen and stood up on the feet when I should have been crawling.
Yeah.
So not only did I stand up too soon, but I stopped crawling too soon, and crawling is a developmental stage that develops the brain hemispheres, the connections between the two sides of the brain, making two brains into one brain. That's called integration.
Right. Well,
so if you're disintegrated, or we call that dyslexic, people that are seriously disintegrated, they have difficulty, say, they can walk, but if they run, they almost trip over their own feet. And now people with slight dyslexia, which is just about everybody, because we all stood up too soon.
Is that right? Because
they have difficulty discerning right from left, and if you quickly tell them, lie on your right side, they'll lie on their left side. And then you go, oh, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Some people will tell you, if you say left, they feel for their wedding ring.
Oh, yeah. Where's that thing? Oh, here it is, right. Oh, that's funny. Huh. Okay, so
I would say lie face down, and they lie face up. Well, then I wasn't thinking. Well, just a minute. You know, at 40 years of age, you should know up from down, shouldn't you?
Yes. I think you should. I agree heartily. Okay, so So, Robert, what else have you done with this kind of knowledge other than just, I mean, I can't believe I'm coming across this for the first time, and I've been researching it since I came across your name, and it's not much out there. I don't know how you, you've been sort of a beacon standing there in the middle of being ignored these last 25 years. How do people find out about you and be able to get help from you?
I'm not even trying to create a great big profile because I'm anathema among the professionals.
Okay, explain to us exactly what that means. Well, who are the professionals?
Don't speak to me. The chiropractors in town don't have any idea what I do. The massage therapists don't. I've gone to, over the 26 years, I've been probably demonstrated to maybe 150 professionals.
Okay.
Like demonstrated on them and shown them these things. They're always amazed, but then they don't want to talk to me any further because if they listened to me, they'd have to stop doing what they're doing and have been doing for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. They'd have to make a change. I did. I had to stop practicing what I'd been doing for 13 years.
And so you know how difficult that can be. And
Sure.
Yeah.
If you've paid $100,000 for your education, that's what it is to get any kind of a professional degree and get into practice, you're pretty much going to spend $100,000. So when you've spent that, invested that, then you pretty much stick with what they told you. And if you actually vary from it, you're licensed to do what you're trained to do.
Spent a lot of money learning what they now know and their doctorate and their degree and whatever they might have. And if they don't want to give that up because of a financial reason, that shouldn't really be an impediment to someone getting the best possible health care that's out there.
Well, you can't get health care. That's a misnomer.
Well, sure, I'm using the wrong phrase.
Disease management, disease care.
Disease care.
Unless you have disease, and the word is medically disease, and it's got a name, now we can treat you. But we cannot correct you because we only have treatment. We only have treatment, not correction.
Well, that's where the money is, right? The treatment.
That's where the control is. That's where you get people are suppressed because they never get well. We have an economy. Do you know what economy means? It means management of scarcity, managing scarce resources. So in order to have economy, you must have scarce resources. So we must not produce abundance because that would be something else. Managing abundance, that wouldn't be an economy. So if you're going to control people, you've got to make resources somewhat scarce, and you've got to, keep messing with their money, the value of their money, so that they're always concerned about how do we make exchange? We got to use the money that the banks produce, and it costs us a lot, and we get taxed on it, and so on and so on and so on. Let me say this. Health would spoil the whole game. If we had people healthy, do you realize that how this managing the scarcity of health or disease is big business?
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So this is how you got, this is the awareness that you have. This is the motivation for the suppression of the information that you have.
Yeah, I'm afraid I broke out of the game and I wasn't satisfied to sell disease treatment. I said, no, just a minute, I should be able to do better than this. People were willing to pay for it. But I said, no, I don't want to do that, and that's why I quit practicing. I could have gone on practicing and, done what everybody else does, just promote more, make bigger promises, keep persuading people to come for more treatment, and, your condition needs this, and in order to be well, you need to get adjusted, you need to get massaged, you need to get, punched and prodded and tested and x-rayed and so on. In order to protect your health. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I never needed that when I was a child.
Yeah. I'm sure there are a lot of practitioners that fully do believe that it's effective, but for people that have come to the same point of view as you, but however are not going to divest themselves of their medical training, they're going to keep doing that anyway, so as to keep bringing home the bacon.
Yeah, I hope there are a lot of people out there like that, but I haven't run into them, okay? I don't find many people that I can have conversations with other than lay people, but I'm definitely not with professionals.
Hmm. And so how do you exactly advertise for yourself? I mean, how do you put yourself in a, what do you call it, and how do people find you?
Well, I call it priority balancing.
Priority balancing.
Bring things back into balance. Align the wheels. Align the back when you're sitting. See, two things that are undermining our structure, sitting and standing. Sitting in shoes, or standing in shoes that don't fit the arch of the foot, and sitting in chairs that don't fit the arch of the spine. That impairs the function through in upsetting the design.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Just keep walking around all the time, or, you know, you can't sit, you can't stand?
No, just a minute. Let me go back up, and I'll tell you. Make the shoe fit and make the chair fit. Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Now, there's a few other things to help rebalance the body, but those are the two major things that are undermining the structure all the time in everybody's life every day. Correct those two things, and wow, you've just removed, you know, serious...
potential impairment of other illnesses and impediments.
See, I have to put... My insurance company wants me to put 4 winter tires on my car. And if everybody just drove, despite the weather and the snow, with skinny, bald tires on their car, we'd have many, many, many more accidents. So that's makes sense, right? Just get good rubber underneath your car.
Sure.
That has good grip so that you can speed up, slow down, and control your car.
Well, I've always known to have, you know, good footwear, but you're making my awareness of that seem like chump change. Really.
What was your criteria to evaluate?
You had to
put them on and see if they were comfortable.
Just put them on and wear them around, and then you get used to whatever they're selling. For a long time, I was always wearing, you know, those thick wedge cut running shoe type things. What British people call trainers, running shoes. And I wore them whether I was running or not. But after a while, I started to feel uncomfortable in those. And, you know, I stopped wearing them. And I started wearing other things. And when I put them on now, they just feel too strange.
Well, you and I should get together. And I should demonstrate for you.
On my feet.
My whole program. And then you're going to go, oh, okay, now we can have a conversation.
Your whole program.
What's that?
You said your whole program.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your whole program?
It takes about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Like, besides fitting the inserts in the shoes, making the chair fit, you know, I have a cushion that's simply a cushion that adapts the chair to your spine. I mean, that's all it is. Obis Form has made a fortune putting out something like that, but it doesn't fully address the principle at all. But
right.
But enough people have discomfort, and by putting the Obis Form there, they got enough comfort. I mean, it's like $100. I'm thinking around $100 to get their back
tweaked.
The thing that they sell for the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty fascinating. This is a great product. So once again, the name you are a human structural and functional engineer, and the name of this. Particular, it doesn't really have as a shoe insert. That's all. You have to come up with a more impactful name. You know,
well,
something.
If the body is out of balance and we're causing it, it's undermining your health and it's easy to fix. Wouldn't you call that a priority?
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially when it's underlying against
what I call it.
Priority balancing. There it is. Priority balancing.
Can learn most of what I do when people see it. It makes sense to them. They could learn to do it themselves.
Is there a website or any kind of information out there that you know of that folks can read about
this? Actually, if they go on the internet, I've got some programs up on YouTube, and I understand that something's happened to my website recently. But it was called orthoticsplus.ca.
The plus sign or PLUS?
PLUS.
Okay. All right, well, we'll take a look at that. So thanks for telling us about it, and thanks for bringing some more relatively suppressed, I would say, information to the fore. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Okay, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park. Please offer comments or complaints by emailing conspiracyqueries@gmail.com or on Twitter at @con_queries or at our website, conspiracyqueries.com. Thanks for listening.